Hi, and welcome again to Love in Action. We are here every Sunday night, and we're thankful that you're here with us tonight. So in a little bit, Chaplain Dennis is going to share with us 10 minutes for God. But right now, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. All right, Father God, Daddy God, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, to be with us tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and anoint Chaplain Dennis as he brings the word tonight. And Lord, I lift up our listeners before you. I thank you, Lord God. You are the God of more than enough, and you are well able to meet their needs. We seek peace and provision and safety and everything they need to them, Lord. Father, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. And now I turn this over to Chaplain Dennis.
Yeah, hi, Connie. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm pretty excited. God has done some tremendous things in all of our lives, especially for Love in Action. Mm-hmm. But I was in church today, and I was reminded of what God is doing for us. And the scripture that I want to talk about today is Galatians 6, verse 7 through 8. Which says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And this particular verse really struck me because I was thinking of a story. And of a farmer that wanted to take it easy and sit on the front porch and just plant seeds by throwing them out on the ground and being able to just to call out, I'll have in this row, I'll have tomatoes, and this row, I'll have corn, and this row, I'll have potatoes. And he sat back and he, didn't even cover the seeds, and he just sat on the porch. And what he got was a mess because everything came up corn. It was all corn, and it wasn't growing very well, and he just couldn't understand it. And what made me think of that story is that whatever you sow, you will reap. So if you sow tomato seeds, you won't get corn, no matter how much you want corn to grow. So sometimes we think that we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, because that's how we feel that day. Sometimes because we don't have God in our life, and we're not strong in the faith, we just kind of go along to get along. And then we wonder why the results are terrible and why we have so much struggle and why the bills aren't paid or the relationships aren't very well, because we haven't sowed anything that would give us what we're supposed to have, and that is love and peace, which I believe we can only receive from our Lord Jesus Christ. And It's what you sow doesn't always reap too immediately or when you expect it to. I've learned anything, especially being in sales and marketing, I've learned that you don't always get what you expect, and sometimes you got to be prepared for the unexpected, because sure enough, just when you think it's over, it isn't over. And just when you think that the challenges are going to go away, there's more challenges, because sometimes we don't make good decisions, or sometimes we make good decisions, but we're in the wrong crowd, mm-hmm. and someone else makes the decision for us, mm-hmm. and we end up with that terrible resort. So our Lord gives us the ultimate decision. We get to choose how we will sow. So we choose, do we sow in the flesh, or do we sow in the Spirit? Whether it's the flesh or it is the Spirit, we're going to receive exactly what we're supposed to receive. And as for me and my household, we follow the Lord, so we're going to sow in the Spirit so that we can receive in the Spirit.
That's really, really true. That is so, so important. Whatever you set your mind on, that's what you're going to have. If you're looking at the problem, all you see is the problem. You don't see the solution. Or if you're looking at a certain behavior or a certain situation, but you're not looking to God, all you see is that situation. So you are exactly right. Chaplain Dennis.
Yes, there's always consequences to our actions, and it's the way of the world. And we can't help ourselves because we want what we want, and we want it when we want it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what we should do is, Scripture says, is that I can have what this book says.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what the Bible says.
That's right.
And I can sow by reaping the things that I have in the guidance of the Scriptures.
Yeah.
And it's so important that we really pay attention. And so I think to myself as I was sitting in church today that how fortunate I am to be able to have the opportunity to sit in church,
yeah.
but also too to know that my God loves me.
Yes.
He gives me the desires of my heart.
Yes.
And I reap what I sow because we get out what we put in. So we need to do our due diligence in everything we do.
That's right.
All the way down to the smallest things as act of kindness, which I've talked about before. Being able to say good morning and have someone say good morning back to us. It's the simplest things that give us peace in life.
That's right. That's right. And really, it is the simplest things. Don't we all love to hear the sound of our own name? We want to know that we're loved and that we're cherished. And, you know, and actually, God loves to call you by name. God does love you. And God
does
cherish you also. That's a difficult thing for some people to believe, but it is absolutely the truth.
And you know that another thing that I thought about is that when we are making these decisions in the flesh or in the spirit, it's the people around us. It's our family. It's our friends, our brothers in the Lord. They see what we're doing. They can see if we are discerning and making good decisions or making bad decisions, and we're to be examples for Christ. And so as an ambassador of God, it's important that I pray about my decisions. Don't just make them and don't just go down that road like I was when I was a young man. I thought I could do no wrong, and I thought I knew everything. In fact, they say, you know, you should hire the young because they know everything. But we know from just life that sometimes we're not able to, you know, make those good decisions. And we need to look to our mentors. We need to look to other people to help us with those decisions, especially if it's a large one with relationships and marriage, purchasing a home, starting a family, moving to a new location, to another country.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of variables that we need to, and there's plenty of people around that love to share their opinion.
Yeah.
So we have to make a decision in that area. Who do we listen to?
Yeah.
By looking at their fruits, looking at what they've accomplished, look at what they do, how they live their life.
Yeah.
And because if we get bad counsel and we act on that, perhaps maybe we're going to sow too deeply in the flesh.
You know, and whatever seed that you've sown, whatever seed you give attention to, that's what's going to grow. All right, so maybe you do sow good seeds of love and paying attention and being kind and those kind of things. But maybe you just do that sporadically. But you also sow seeds of anger and distrust and discord and gossiping. But maybe you do a little more gossiping than you do encouraging. Whatever seed you water, that's what's going to grow.
Yes, and we're also, you know, we're to thank God for the opportunities. He gives you to do good for others. And so we have to ask Him, you know, how do we please His Spirit today? You know, how do we pray for that other family or for that other person or even the homeless?
Mm.
You know, we're to show grace.
Yeah.
And we reap the favor of God when we act in the Spirit. When we take the time to talk to someone that's in need of prayer, or perhaps maybe help a homeless cross the street, or even stop and let them cross the street, or possibly maybe giving them food or shelter or whatever the case, to have acts of kindness and even treat our family, our children. You know, as a father, a grandfather, a husband, one of the things I've learned in my life is that I can hear everything, but am I truly listening?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're listening, you're able to hear what God wants to share with you, because perhaps we treat sometimes, I think, people that don't live in our household as well as we treat our own family.
That's really true, you know, and that's something that we need to be aware of, and I think a lot of us are. But then, you know, the busyness of the day or thinking on the 15 million things that you need to get accomplished, that can tend to take a priority in our lives. But yet, what's really the most important? What should have our focus? You know, it's God first, you know, and then our mate second, and then our family. So you need to keep your family priorities, and after your family, your job, then comes your ministry. And that's hard to do, but we need to keep our priorities straight also.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that we have to understand what those priorities are, and we have to have a balance. Now, we're very fortunate because we've had an opportunity to be in the world long enough to know the difference between right and wrong,
yeah,
good and bad, and making bad decisions, making good decisions. So we are reaping wonderful things because our Lord Jesus Christ has given us favor.
Yeah.
That favor is something that is so blessed because it is of God.
Mm.
It is peaceful.
Yeah.
We're so secure in the things that we're doing, but we are paying attention. And so, as I said earlier, when I was a young man, I would shoot from the hip, and there wasn't anybody that could tell me I was wrong because I knew what I knew. But unfortunately, God showed me that I didn't know too much. And in that process, all through the years, if I've learned anything, I learned that the more that I needed to know, the more I needed to know. So we truly have been blessed. And I know that in the decisions that we make today for Love and Action, one of the most important things is that we take the time to pray and ask our Lord to help us in the decision making, that we go down the right path, that we don't fall in that ditch that is right next to that path because it's so narrow. One of the things that we have found is that by praying, we pray for discernment to make these good decisions and to make it so that everybody benefits. It's not just about us. It's about our fellow man. It's about our family. It's about that person on the street. It's about everybody. And we keep doing and going down this direction, hopefully knowing that we're going to be able to receive what we need to receive to do God's work.
That's right. God's faithful, you guys. God's faithful, and I keep calling him. I refer to him very often as the God of more than enough. And he is more than able to speak to you and help you and give you guidance. And you know, we're supposed to cast down every vain imagination and high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We're supposed to hide God's word in our heart that we might not sin against him. And man, we miss it sometimes. We slip up and we don't get it done. But I'm telling you, God is faithful to help us get right back on track every time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much, Chaplain Dennis. We appreciate that you again took some time to be with us tonight. We are thankful for your words of wisdom. Again, this is Love in Action. If you need to contact us, our email is loveinactioninc@gmail.com. Our website is love-inaction, so love-inaction.org. And if you need to get a hold of us or if you need prayer, our phone number is 800-462-4058. So, you know, one of our favorite scriptures is Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So, Lord God, that's what we do right now. We come to you. We call to you. We ask you, Lord God, to show us what we need to go to know. Help us, Lord God, to be able to focus on you and be obedient and do the things that you've called us to do, Lord God. That really is the desire of our heart, Lord. So help us, Lord God, to continue to reach out to you, to call for you, and to be patient and listen for the answer that you have to give us, Lord God. Again, Lord, we also lift up this great nation. We ask you to bless this nation in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
And amen. Thank you, Connie.
See you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.